U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met with Czech officials in Prague on Friday on the third leg of his Eastern European tour intended to test the ground for the region's participation in a new U.S. missile defense system. At a news conference following the talks, Mr. Biden and Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer said the Czech Republic was ready to get involved in the revamp project. Jan Richter has the story.
The Czech Republic is prepared to join a new U.S. missile defense program, Vice President of the United States Joe Biden told reporters after meeting the Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer in Prague on Friday.
The Czech Republic stepped up and did their part in the previous missile defense plan. And today we discussed the potential role the Czech Republic could play in a new architecture, a better architecture, an architecture that has the capacity to actually protect Europe and does not just focus on the United States of America. And I'm very appreciative of the Prime Minister's statement to me that the Czech Republic is ready to be a part of that new architecture and discuss the terms of this that this participation will take.
For his part, Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer was somewhat more reserved when talking about a possible role for the Czech Republic, saying the country would only begin to seek its place within the new system after it has more information.
The Czech Republic is ready to take part in designing such new architecture and seek its own position in it. As we receive new information, technical details and timelines, we will be seeking our place, making it more specific, and we'll be doing it ourselves.
The new shield incorporated into NATO's defense strategy is set to replace the previous system, which included positioning a tracking radar in the Czech Republic and a missile base in neighboring Poland. The plan promoted by the former administration of George W. Bush provoked hostility from Russia and was opposed by around 70% of Czechs. But some in Poland and the Czech Republic were concerned that the U.S. was losing its interest in the region and focused on improving its relations with Russia instead. Vice President Joe Biden assured Czechs on Friday that strategic cooperation between the United States and the Czech Republic would continue.
A high-level defense team will come to Prague in early November to discuss this as well as defense cooperation in a range of areas. The new missile defense program is designed to meet existing threats in Europe with proven technology that will cover more of Europe, including the Czech Republic, more effectively than the previous system could have done. It also strengthens NATO's defenses against future, more advanced missile threats.
The Czech and U.S. delegations also discussed several other issues, particularly the Czech Republic's energy strategy and diversification of its energy supplies. However, no further details were disclosed about whether the U.S. firm Westinghouse was going to participate in the completion of a Czech nuclear power plant, a multi-billion deal to be clinched next year.
We also discussed energy security, where the Czech Republic has been a leader in Europe. We appreciate Prague's efforts to promote greater interconnectivity for the EU's gas and electric networks, greater diversification of supply and routes, including the the Nabucco pipeline project, and we just discussed the effort for you to diversify in the nuclear area as well.
After meeting with the Czech President Václav Klaus at Prague Castle, Mr. Biden lunched with Czech politicians and business leaders before heading home.
Jan Richter with that report.